Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Moed Katan Daf Ches, the eighth daf here, Maseches Moed Katan, the last daf of the first parak, going into the second parak. The last words that we said was a question about Ha'arama. Ha'arama, meaning if there's a certain type of bed that I have allowance to repair on Chol HaMoed, could I be marim and have in mind that I don't really, yeah, I want it, I need it, it's a Tzorach HaMoed, but it's not really a Tzorach HaMoed, I could kind of fake it and in that way be able to repair it. So I mentioned that Rabbi Daniel Feldman has a Sefer, Letter and Spirit, which is all about these various types of halachos that appear on the surface to be maybe connected to the world of Ha'arama, but he goes into each one of them, but in the first chapter, he just discusses the idea. Terms such as evasion or workarounds label the user as derelict in responsibility, deficient in commitment, perhaps even on some level dishonest. Similarly, or more so, subterfuge, defined as deceit. Even worse are terms such as loophole, which implies both an oversight by the system, a near heretical implication when applied to divine Torah, and exploitation on the part of the user, or legal fiction, which imputes insincerity to both sides. Perhaps some of these negative impressions are justified, perhaps not. Either way, usage of these terms prejudges the question and undercuts the investigation before us. So he notes that one has to make sure that one knows exactly one goes in an objective way. And he talks about even in Hebrew, there is a term that often is employed in connection to our subject matter, and is itself ambiguity and multiple implications. The word ha'arama, in one form or another, appears many times in rabbinic literature. Our daf is one. At times it connotes evasion and imputes the dereliction mentioned above. It is evocative of the passage in the Gemara that contrasts the earlier generations with the later ones regarding their attitudes about, you know, chumas and maestras, whether they would go into straight through the house or they would be marim, so they wouldn't have re'ias, Pnei Habayis, right? That's a lashon of Ha'arama. In other contexts, Ha'arama has more of a neutral message to it, suggesting perhaps a sidestepping, a path that certainly does not embrace challenge, but maybe because there is a good or at least acceptable reason to avoid the challenge. At times, the Talmud uses this word as part of a recommendation presented without judgment, right? So there's different ways that this is used. Some are even Mechalek. The Rambam says that there is a difference between Arma or Arama and Mirma, the difference between the two. Others say, no, there is no chilek, because Yaakov Avinu, when he got the brachas, right, it's called Bemirma. Anyway, this is an important topic, which is even reflected sometimes by the linguistic issues that come up. Okay, so that's a little bit about the last point of Ha'arama, and let's get into the Mishnah. Ma'amidin tana v'kirayim v'reichayim b'moed. Ma'amidin. So what do we do on Chol HaMoed? One is allowed to make a oven, be ma'amid an oven, v'kirayim, a different type of oven, v'reichayim, even though it's tircha and you're building on Chol HaMoed, one is allowed to do this. Why? Because it's ochel nefesh, right? It's ochel nefesh, and therefore one is allowed to build v'reichayim or a mill b'moed on moed, right? Ochel nefesh is mutter, even tircha yaseira, right? Even a big tircha by building these lechora, it's still tircha, but it's allowed. Rabbi Yehuda omer, a machabshin es harichayim betchila. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be machabesh, right? When you have the mill, it needs to be sharp and bumpy. So what if it gets too smooth over time? So then one has to make it into bumpy and pointy. So that is a form of tikkun, a form of makib patish, says the Karban Eidah here. So therefore that one is not allowed to do that for the first time on Yantif, on Chol HaMoed. Even Chol HaMoed has certain limits that one is subject to. Tanar Rav Chalafta Bar Shaul, Bavad Shalom, switch the word, Yigadlenu Batchila. Rav Chalafta Bar Shaul says, but you can't put the oven there in the first place. Why? He explains the Pnei Moshe, explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because the first time you do it, it needs time to stabilize, it needs time to dry. It's not going to be useful till after Yantif. So the only reason that this is mutter, this Turchi Yisrael is mutter, is because it's Tzorach HaMoed and an Ochel Nefesh. But if it's not going to be mutter, if it's Yigadlenu B'tchila, it's not going to be ready. Or it says the Pnei Moshe, Umayri Kishe'enu Yachol Liyabesh Maher. It can't dry so quickly, Kadeshi Yishtamish B'la Tzorach HaMoed, that you'll be able to use it, Tzorach HaMoed. That's what's awesome. Tani, Tanavik Yirayim Chadashim, Ein Sachan Osam B'Shemen. If you have a new oven, all of the following processes are part of making it into an oven of gemar malacha. So in sachar osan b'shemen, you can't smear it with oil. Ve'in tolan osan b'matlis, and you can't smear it with a type of beged, vein chosmenosan, bitsonin, or dunk it into cold water, because that hardens it and finalizes the process, bishvil sheyis chasmu, so that it becomes strong. Well, can't do that. That is all forms of tikkun mana, as is explained by the mefarshim, and therefore it is not allowed. The imbishol disposal, and it's a kadera mutter, but if it's to put a pot on, meaning, what if it's a situation where you can use it on Chol HaMoed, then it'll be mutter. But if you put a pot on right now, then it would be mutter. V'tani kein, tanur, v'kirayim, chadashim, harein, kechol ha'kelim, mitatzim b'chatzer. Once we're talking about ovens, let's mention another point about an oven. If somebody has an oven, a tanur, v'kirayim, chadashim, new, so maybe they're not usable yet as ovens. Right, you didn't smear it, you didn't do gemar malacha, you didn't put it in the kiln for the final heat up. Even so, they're not muksa. Why? Because they're usable. Let's say they're a kalisha malacha l'isser, but you could use that l'sarak gufo. You could use an oven that's not an oven yet for storage. So hari hi kachala kelim hamitatulim b'chatzer. They're like all kelim that could be moved in the chatzer. Again, even though they're not finished as an oven, but they could be boxes in storage, and therefore it would be allowed to move it l'sarach. Let's start with Gufo. Reb Yudim bar Yishmael, Hori Midochak. Reb Yudim bar Yishmael once paskin Midochak. That means Shasatchak. Lohavi Kira Chadashim Ibeisa Uman. To bring a new, oven from the artisan's house. Lishposal Ezakadeira Betchlib Yantiv. To put a pot on it, for the first time on Yantiv. Even though you don't want to do this, this is the first time setting it up. But if it was Shasatchak and this is what you needed for Tzorach Yantiv, Tzorach Moed, it was Mutter. As we'll see. When there's a Tzorach of the Moed, and it's, you don't have any other choice, it's Bakam Hefsid, so then it would be mutter, even Tzorach Gadol, one might say, for a Dover of it, if you don't have anything to eat. Okay. Says the Mishnah. The next Mishnah here, the final Mishnah here in the first parak. The Mishnah says, Va'osin ma'ake legag ulumir peses ba'isa hedyot. So if there is a gag, again, this was a gag, as the Mefarshim explained, carbon aid, it's not a regular gag that's used very commonly, which would require a real ma'ake mi chiyuva. It's a gag that you use once in a while, says the carbon aid, ain't tashmisho tadir. Again, although we don't say it always, but almost everything the carbon aid says is based on the Rishonim explaining the sugi and the bavli. So because this tashmish is not tadir, you can make a gag. As we'll see, the height of it is going to be shorter than a regular makah. But you could do that maisa hedyot, because if there is a tzorach ha-moed, so then maisa hedyot is going to be mutter. Avalo maisa uman, but one cannot do it in a professional way. Again, the danger of this danger, obviously you have to do something, right? If it's pikuach nefesh, obviously, potential. But this is maisa hedyot. Tzorach ha-moed, maisa hedyot is allowed. Avalo maisa uman. Fine. Shofen es ha-siddakin uma agilon, or some ma'agela, biyada baregel. If there are cracks in the roof, so I'm allowed to plaster them in the cracks, uma agila no sam magela, and to have a roller on them to flatten the any bumps and cracks. Biyada baregel, I can use a roller with my foot or with my hand. Avaloba machlitzayim, which is the usual way of flattening the roof. You can't use it with this type of kli. You have to do it with a shinoi. Hatsir v'hatsinor v'akor v'haman, all of these type parts of the door, the pivots and the sockets, the wall, the lintel on top, v'hamafteach shenishbru, all of these that the door is not functional. And therefore, if the door is not functional, then ganavim could come in at night. It's not safe. Masaknosam amoed, that could be fixed in the regular way on moed. Even a ma'isa uman, ubavashal yechavim malach to b'moed. As long as a person doesn't specifically be mechavim that malacha on moed, that would be okay. The Ritva's Lashon here on Daf Yud Aleph, the Ritva says, we paskin this way, and he says, umaskana de masisa kreb yosi, de lo bo yishinui bedavar ha'avid kugon zeh mebnei ganavim. You don't need a shinui in this case. Just put it up, and you could do ma'isa uman, and that's what the Rambam says also. The Rambam in Hilchos Yantif, when he talks about issues of Chol HaMoed, we haven't really read the Rambam. In Yanim of Chol HaMoed, the Rambam starts off Perek Zayin, all about Chol HaMoed. I know, as the tour, we had the tour in the Hakdama to the Masechta, about the Heterim for Chol HaMoed, but the Rambam says, Chol HaShamoed, Afal Bishalo Namar Bo Shabbason, Hol V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh, Harehu Zman Chagika B'Mikdash Aser Basiyas Malacha, Kidei Shalo Yehe Kishar Yemei Achol, She'ein Bahem Kudusha Klau. It's Aser Basiyas Malacha, so that it's not like a weekday. It's not like a weekday, She'ein Bahem Kudusha Klau, which doesn't have any Kudusha, meaning it has to be clear that it is on a higher a higher level. What malachas are allowed? So the Rambam says, "Va'osa b'malacha ha'asura makinoso makas mardus mebeishi isuro midivrei sofer." The Rambam paskins malacha isur malachas drabanan. V'lo kol malachas avod asura kayamtif she sof ha'inyan bedvarim shenasru bo kadei shelo yeh kiyom chol l'chol davar. As he said before, the whole point of this malacha is to make it a different kind of day. Lefichach yish malachas asuros bo yish malachos mutaros bo. There are some that are mutter, there are some that are asur, and he goes through many of the details that we've had. So later on in that in Parakhes, the Rambam says that bona adam itztava leshiva leshiva leha hatzir vatzinar vakora. All these cases that we just had shenishru misachnan b'moed kedarko. Bein b'shal barzel, bein b'shal eitz. Why? Shezeh hefsid gadol hu. This is a huge hefsid. Shem yaniach ha-pesach pasuach, v'dlasos shavuros. If you leave the door open and the door is broken, nimsa ma'abed kol ma'ashe b'bayis. He's going to lose everything in the house. V'kvar b'yanu, shekol sheyesh bo hefsid, eino tzorach shinui. Potential davar of it does not need any kind of shinui. Does not need any kind of shinui. That is the Rambam. That's the Rambam. Okay, so we continue now back in the Mishnah. So Masakras of Mamoid, you're allowed to fix that even Maisa Uman on Moed, Ubachal Yachavi Malachta Mamoid, as long as the you know Machavi the Malacha, Kvashin, Shuyacho Locho Mehen Bamoid Kovshin. The last halacha, Kvashin, pickled items. If you're gonna use the pickled items on Yantif, so then you could do it on Yantif, right? Kvisha is like Bishal. So it's like cooking, it's a malacha. It's a malacha. So if any malacha, ochol nefesh. Right? So if I'm gonna use it on Yantif, I'm gonna use these pickled items on Yantif, so then I can do it even on Yantif. Period. Getting back to the first line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, I'm allowed to put up a ma'akeh for a gag and a merpeses, says the Braisa, says the Gemara, lagag shlosha, for a gag, which is not used so often, a three tefach little wall is enough, ulu merpeses asara, but a merpeses, like the carbonator says, the tashmisho tadir, which is commonly used, so you need a real ma'akeh, ten tefachim, right, ma'akeh is a mitzvah that reflects that we're part of a natural world, right? Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we have a special hashgacha, and every person has a special hashgacha, but we have to take precautions from danger. Right? The mitzvah of ma'akeh, there's a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah losa asay. So the mitzvah asay says the Sefer HaChinuch, lo hasir ha-michsholim v'ha-negafim mikol mishkoseinu, to remove any type of dangers and things that we might trip on, stumbling blocks. And that the point is to build a wall. And bechla mitzvah zu shelivnos v'lasakin kol kosa v'choge there shiakarav lavo takala mamish. We don't want anything to be dangerous. Mishar siyam mitzvah explains the chinuch. The point of this, the one of the messages of hashkafa behind the mitzvah is lafi sheim heyos. So again, in our Gemara, the gag is not a makeh situation. But the mirpesa lechora is lefi shemayos Hashem Baruch Hu mashgiach b'prati b'nei Adam v'yodei kol maaseh. Hashem is mashgiach and knows everything about us. V'kol asher yikre lohem tovo rab gzeirasu b'mitzvaso, and everything that happens to us, good or bad, is because of his gzeira. Lefi sechus anochi yuvan, because of depending on our level. Ukenin sha'amru, like the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin, ein Adam no keif etzba'o milamata elam kein machrizin al milamala. Unless it's announced from above, we're not going to bang our finger. Afal pikein, even though that is all true, still tzarech ha'adam l'shmar atzmo min amikrim hanehugim ba'olam. We have to be careful, right? If it's cold outside, we have to wear a jacket, right? And if something is, there's a fire, it's going to burn. Ki okel bara olamo uvina'o al yesodos amudei ateva. He created the world with natural law. V'gazar shetia ha'esh sorefes v'hamayim mechabin helahava. Fire burns, water puts out fire. Ukmochein yechayev ateva, and so too nature should obligate. Shem tipol evan gadol al rosh ish shetaratzid ismocho. If a big rock falls on a person, he's gonna smash his head. Om yipol ha'adam mirosh agaga gavoa la archa yamus. Person falls off a roof. That is because there's natural law. V'hu baruchu chanan gufos b'nei adam. V'yipach ba'ahem nishmas chayim ba'al hazdas. He gave us intellect. He gave us a soul. Lishmar aguf, right? Animals. Right, an animal might run across the road right in front of a car. An animal doesn't have das like that. But we stay away from danger. And because of that, Hashem gave us the chachma and the insight to be able to protect ourselves in this situation. He says there are some tzaddikim throughout the generations that lived over nature, so to speak. Ksas b'bnei Adam, Asher HaMelech Chafetz Bikaram, Mishnah Nachem Ish Gamzu, Yoshua and Moshe, L'rov Chasidus Amudveikos Nafshem Adracha Baruch Hu, they rule over. His examples, Daniel, Hanani, Mishal V'Azariah, over the lions, over the fire, Kifshan Ha'esh, right? So these, but those are exceptions to the rule. Right? They didn't even rely on the Neis. They didn't even know it was going to happen. They thought they were being Moser Nefesh. But again, this is the mitzvah, what's behind the mitzvah of Ma'akes. As mentioned here, that would be mutter to do on Cholamoy. Shafan Astakin, one's allowed to close up and plaster the cracks. Shafan Astakin, Tani, Rebchia, Hashaf, Shafar Regel. If you are plastering, do it with your foot, right? Because you have to do some type of shinui. Vaha Ma'agel, Ma'agel Biyad. And if you're ma'agel, you're using the roller, you should use your hand. Use your hand. The Mishnah said you can use your hand or your foot. So Gemara is bothered. Is it Sira? The Mishnah says you can use hand or foot. The Brisa says only hand. So a couple of answers. Masnisa, this is only one answer. Masnisa ma'agela ketana. The Mishnah is about a small ma'agela and a small ma'agela. So that itself is a shinui if you use a small one. So therefore, you can use your hand or your foot, because you already did a shinui. Rebbe Chiya is talking about a big ma'agela, and therefore, which is usually used with a foot, and therefore, you're only allowed to do it with one's hand. Period. Hatzir v'atzinir v'akorah v'aminu v'amavteach, all the parts of the door, sh'nishbru, v'sakna b'moed, v'vachal yichav v'sbal to b'moed. You're allowed to fix it on yantif, on chalamoed, as long as you don't specifically wait and plan on doing it on chalamoed. Kahada Rabbi Mana is par uka desolme, like Rabbi Mana. His rung, a rung of his ladder broke on Yantif. Shal Rabbi Yona Abui, Visharile, Rabbi Yona says, yeah, it's mutter to fix it. Vafilu Kain, and even so, Amarle, even though Rabbi Yona said it's mutter, he told him, Puk Chami Chatzav, go find another old man, Vesumo Chaloe, and rely on him. Meaning, I'm giving you a heter, but, you know, I'd rather have someone else that signs off with me on this heter. So he found Rabbi Bunkarana, Vishale. So now he had two rabbis signing on it, and therefore it would be allowed, right? The idea of finding another rabbi, means he had a certain level of anava. He knew this was maybe a chiddush, it wasn't so pashit. So he says, you know, find someone else who, you know, would, take this achrayas with me. Right? You get that? But the great poskim throughout the centuries, we recognize the anava that they had. They didn't want to go and paskin in front of everyone and take the mantle. No, they were asked the questions. So they realized they had a paskin. But in every line of the Hagdama of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nigris Moshe, you feel that. You feel his anava, and he says, I don't know why. While I'm writing this, people have asked me. People ask me any shilas, but I guess you have to. I guess I don't have a choice. He says, "Af shavade bechol dor hu mida acheres lachshiv higia lo ra." Even though in every door there's a different level of who is called higia lo ra, right? And anybody who's higia lo ra in our generation is not the same in the earlier generations. But you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm nervous. Rav Moshe says, "Yesh vade al kol echa lachush shema eino machavin ka emes." V'lachein mitzad hayira hichriu shein yicholu lachavin amitas adin. Maybe I can't come to the emes. Kol shekein l'ktani erech kamoni. Rav Moshe says, like me, I'm a nobody. She'ein bi Torah v'chachma karaui. Shehaya li limnoa mi lahoris l'bargamri. I should not paskin. V'koshken li halos al tfus. Paskin in person, surely to write it down. Shu kara l'chol la'olam. If I write it down, then the whole world is going to rely on these psakim. But he says, what could I do? What could I do? I have to. That's where he writes his, idea of two different types of, MS, MS la amita, MS la hura'a, that's the sense. That's what this Rav Yonah had. Rav Yonah said, no, if somebody else agrees with me, then I'll paskin that way. He was nervous to do it himself. Good. The Mishnah said, any pickled item that you're going to be able to eat on Cholamoid, then you could pickle. You could pickle, and that's mutter. But if it's pickling that you wouldn't have it ready until after Cholamoid, then you are not allowed to pickle that on Yantif. That's only if the vegetables that you're talking about pickling won't go bad. You won't lose them by not pickling them. But if it's davar ha'avid, if you don't pickle them, even if you're not going to use it on Yantif, mutter, you're allowed to pickle them. You're allowed to pickle them because it's davar ha'avid and you're allowed to protect yourself. Tani, lo ye yotzei umalakid asavim mokar mashuk. Brisa says you're not allowed to go out and gather herbs to sell in the marketplace. So there are two ways to read this. Do we read this all as one sentence, or we'll read it as one of the Mefarshim reads it, the question. Shein darko lochem emoed. What do you mean? People don't eat them on moed? Yes, they do. People use these herbs on moed. So why should it be usher to go and harvest them on and use them on chol moed? People use them. Amar Rav Oshia im omer atkeid. If you're allowed to do this, right? Even not everything that's mutter is mutter. Meaning, this line reminds us of what the Rambam just said to a few minutes ago. Kalamoid, this malach of kalamoid is about not making it into a stama weekday. It shouldn't look like that. So what is this answer? If you say that a person could go out and a professional could go out and gather his herbs and sell them in the marketplace on kalamoid, nimseis matir esa umris b'moid, you're being matir umris b'moid, and it's basically the same. It'll look like a regular weekday. It'll look like a yom chol, right? And therefore we can't have that on chol hamoed. You can't have that on yantif, and even a chol hamoed, right? Like the Ramban's Shabbason, again, this is on a lower level, applying it to chol hamoed, but the Ramban says, she'venirali, this is Ramban in Emor, chav gimel chav dalid, venirali shamedrash hazel omar, she'nitztavinu menatora lios lanu menucha biyantif afilu midvarim she'enan malacha. The Bisla Shabbason of Yantif and of Shabbos is to rest from even activities that are not malacha. Lo she'yishra kol hayom limdod ha'tfuos v'lishkol peiros v'matanos, to measure the tfua and the fruit, l'mali chavez yayin, right, to fill up barrels of wine, to move kalim around, right, and gamavana mibayis labayis, schlepping things, right? If you don't violate any daraisa, it's possible to not violate a daraisa and have a regular weekday. So the Ramban says that would be a violation of Shabbason. It has to be a Yom Shvisa Umenucha Lo Yom Torah. So that's similar to what is said here, that a person can't go out and get herbs to sell them in the marketplace. Yeah, but if you're doing it on such a public scale and you're a merchant who's selling them in the shuk, that's a problem. That's a problem. Says the Gemara now, finishing up the parak. But again, that's only if they're not going to be lost if you leave them. Didn't we say Davar Avid is going to be mutter? So it sounds like from this story, though, that we're not going to allow Davar Avid. Not going to allow Davar Avid if, it's a bizayin of the day. Says the Gemara, no, it depends what type of oven. Masnisa bishlukta beregel. Right, what we said before is that when you gather them, beregel, it means right before the regel or on the regel. So it's much more recently brought. There's not a chash of spoilage. That's why there's more of a limit. That's not called davar oven. Mata amr, Rabbi when Rabbi Ba says here that by its davar oven mutter, bishlukta beregel. Right, you harvested it a couple of days ago. So if it harvested a couple of days ago, then it's going to be usur, because it is. It's going to be mutter because there's a real shash of spoilage because it's already been a couple of days. Hadron alach perek mashkin. We continue. So again, what did we learn? Some of the heterim we had in this perek. We had davar ha'avid. We had maisa hedyot, and some other sarach ha'moed. Okay, so now we get to others. Mishavach hazeisa v'iru avel, perak mishavach. Somebody has olives that they started to press. And once you start to press olives, if you stop in the middle, they're going to get ruined. So if somebody turned over their olives, you started the process, v'iru avel, and it becomes an avel. An avel is asr bimalacha. Oh, ones, or some other ones happens. Oh, shehitu, or he had workers that were supposed to come that tricked him, and they backed out. So what is he allowed to do? This is davar avid. So what is he allowed to do? Toin kol rei rishona. You could put the first board on the olives to get most of the olive, the oil to ooze out. But don't do anything else. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't put a board on twice. You can't keep crushing it and keep crushing it. What you can do is to put a board on, and then let the oil ooze out. But you can't do it a second time, because even without that second time, it's not going to be such a hefsid. So therefore, you can't do it a second time. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer knows all of the Gomer Kadarka. Rabbi Yossi, if you can continue, right? You could keep pushing the olives and doing it a second time. But Gomer Kadarka, you could do it and finish it the normal way. Period. Mishavach Hazesim v'chulu anantanim Mishavach Hazesim. Our Mishnah says if you were mahapich Hazesim, which sounds like even once, if you turned over your olives once, then you already have this heter. Tariya b'chiyah Mishayu Hazesim v'fuchin v'shenuyin. But we have a brisa that says it has to be turned over twice, because now it's further in the process and it's really going to get ruined if you don't finish the process. So why does our Mishnah say once is enough and the brisa says twice? So answer one. Mastisan, Sricha Leb Yechiyah, Reb Chiyah, Sricha Leb Mastisan. Well, the Mishnah and Reb Chiyah each work together. They each are telling us something different. Ilu taninan velo tana Reb Yechiyah, if it would have only had our Mishnah. And not Reb Yechiyah, having an Amrin lo Amrin el Mishahav Chan Pamachas. I would have thought the issue is, the Machlokas is where it was turned over once, which is the case of our Mishnah. It was turned over once, that's where there's a Machlokas. Avalam Havchan Vishanyan, Devriya Kol Mutter. So, but I would have thought maybe if it was turned over twice, now it's really subject to spoilage if you don't take care of it. So maybe I would have thought mutter. Everybody agrees it's mutter. That's why Havitzurchal Masisa Durbichia. That's why we near Bichia. Rebichia says the machlokas is even by two. Oh, ilu tana Rebichia v'lo taninan. Or the other way, if I would have only had Rebichia who says two, and I didn't have our Mishnah anan havinan, we would have said amrin lo amrinan elami shahafcha v'shani. I would have thought, oh, you know what the machlokas is? Only if it's twice. If it was twice turned over, but if it was only turned over once, then there's not as much of a concern of a spillage, and therefore it's aser. That's why we need both. That's why we need our Mishnah, which talks about one time, and talks about Rabbi Chiya, which talks about two times. That was answer one to the stira. Answer two, Amar Pinchas Bar Zakkai, Masnisan Ba'atinim. The Mishnah is talking about these huge vats. The huge vats, so then even turning over there once, they're gonna get ruined because they're very soft and mushy. So if they turned over once, then you have the heter. But the Rebbe Chiya Begargarer, Rebbe Chiya is talking about just single olives that started. You started the press. That's not gonna get ruined unless you do it twice. So that's the difference between the two. Number three is really number one, but said in different ways. Let's see. Rebbe Rabbanan de Kesaran Amrin. Masnisan, we're gonna flip. Masnisan Karebi Yosi, Madatani Rebbe Chiya, Karebi Yehuda. Right, well, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is like Rebbe Yosi. What did Rebbe Yosi say? Rebbe Yosi says you can finish it. Our Mishnah is like Rebbe Yosi, meaning even if you just did it once, right? Why did it say even once? Because Rebbe Yosi says even there, it's gonna be mutter. And the Braisa that says even says twice, that's even Rabbi Yehuda, who said twice is more of a chashash of spoilage. He still says his shita. Rabbi Yehuda, he still says that you can only do the first board. So it's really the number three was really the same as number one, just said, explicated it a little more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So what are the svaras? Rabbi Yehuda says you can only put the first board down. Rabbi Yosi says you can continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yova Davar Mimua Tal Yova Davar Meruba. Rabbi Yehuda says Hefsin Meruba has the heterim. So if you don't do anything with these grapes, in the pressing process, so then you're gonna lose all of them. Says Rabbi Yehuda says, put the first board down. But after the first board, you're gonna lose a little bit. That's not allowed. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Al Yova Davar Kalikar. Rabbi Yosi says, no, even a little bit. Chazal did not make us, lose, and therefore you'd be able to do the malacha. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Kol Shem Chalukin Kan Kachi Chalukin Behilchas Evel. Just like this Malchukas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi here by Cholam Moed, there's another Machlokas between them Hilchas Avel. Not exactly the same Machlokas, right? The Chagrievsky says V'Lav Shadinam Shave Ela Degam Behu Ashkechan De Pligi. Just know you find that they argued there too. Detani. Because the Braisa says over there, okay, just like there's a machlokas here by Chalam Moed, so too by Avelis, Detani, Ilu, Ram Shosan, Levo, Meivlo, the following activities could be done on behalf of an Avel. Right? An Avel can't do it. But these can be done on behalf of an Avel. There's a mitzvah Avelis of Nisr Malacha, so he has to stay out, but this can be done for him. Dorchen es Avtov es Zolfin es Yeno, a person could press his wine, and Zolfin es Yeno, pour some of his wine, squeeze out some of the grapes into barrels. The guffin is chaviyosa v'zesa v'hafuchin. And to close up the barrels, v'zesa v'hafuchin v'shnuyin. And if his olive started to be hafuch v'shanui, tochen kedarkan, then one can grind them in the normal way, because otherwise you're going to lose. Umashkin beis hashlachan shalom mishigi esman alishdos, as we had at the beginning of the Masechta, one can water the beis hashlachan, the fields that need irrigation, once it's time to irrigate. The zarin es niro pishtan berevia de Rebbe Yehuda, and one can seed his plowed field with flax berevia at the time of the early rains. That's Rebbe Yehuda, de Rebbe Yehuda. Amrulo. The argumentative Rebbe Yehuda says, "Imenu zaras pishtan tizra minacher." What do you mean, Pishtan? What do you have to like work now? No, if it's not going to support Pishtan, so you'll do a different min. A min is Ras B'Shabbos, Zut is Ras B'Shabbos Acheres. You'll do next week. It's not such a big deal. And Manu Amrulo, Reb Yosa. So Reb Yosa, the Gemara identifies as the Amrulo. Says here's a machlokes about Hilchas Avel. A little similar machlokes about what you're allowed to do. So Hilchas Avel and Hilchos Cholamoed. There's a parallel that there's a machlokes here and there's a machlokes. And there's a machlokas there. So that's the, again, we're in the middle of a diuk. We'll have to pick up with next time daftes, as we have here in the second parak. Baruch Hashem, we're now in the second parak of Meseches Moed Katan.